I don't know what love is. I don't know what love is, I can't say what it is that makes me feel this way. But when I look at you, it's then I know that I could follow you wherever you go. Oh, I don't know what love is, but it seems that every night you creep into my dreams. Then comes bright new morning, and in my heart I know it's one day closer to when we will part. But then you come, and then I know that I won't ever want you to go. Oh, I don't know what love is, I never will. But when you're gone from me, I know I'll still want you to be with me and wonder why there never was a love for you and I. But then you come, and then I know that I won't ever want you to go. Oh, I don't know what love is, I never will. But when you're gone from me, I know I'll still want you to be with me and wonder why there never was a love for you and I. You and I, you.
Life on a fork got dabbled away on a Tuesday afternoon, leaving a mess on a sailor's chest to be cleaned up by the spoon. Top of the Pops, to you, sir, as the Top of the Pops. Now if you love your mum and dad, please give them lots of props. Put that cellular phone away and trim those mutton chops. It's the Top of the Pops. Did you hear me the first time? It's the Top of the Pops. I call them as I see them, be they platinum or PM. Good egg, bad egg, no, it's the Top of the Pops. The best in good music of days gone by, it's the Top of the Pops. It's the Top of the Pops, Top of the Pops. It's the Top of the Pops. And you're listening to the one and only Toppers, and I am your host, Gil. We started the show off with Miss Vashti Bunyan with her I Don't Know What Love Is. And I don't know what good music is. I'm just a jockey of discs. But I know that if you like that Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga, you might just like this Gary Wilson fellow, who we'll be having a special spotlight on today. He's a little bit older than Mr. Bieber and Miss Gaga. Maybe he's not unquote, quote unquote, new. His music didn't come out recently. And maybe he has some mental problems. But I think you'll like him. We're going to be heading out with the mobile mic, it turns out, during this show. Just got to get an orange from my wife at her nursing job. She does get hungry. And it turns out she forgot it. She needs to have fruit, or her blood sugar gets a little bit low. So we'll just go do that in the middle of the show. And I'm going to have lots of good music for you. Some new PSAs for both the adults and for the children in the audience. Which brings me to my little rant of the day. When we're in the car, it's going to be nice to finally be driving at my own speed in my own manner. Usually I drive my wife around. She doesn't like to operate the car. So, I am the coachman, as they would say in the 19th century. But she always says that I drive like, quote-unquote, a madman. I don't know if you people have heard of this, but apparently when a man drives an automobile at a reasonable speed, perhaps 5 miles over the speed limit, which is legal, he can still be accused by the women folk of driving like a, quote-unquote, madman. Well, I'm highly dubious about that idea. I think I'm an excellent driver, and I think that if I wasn't an excellent driver, she wouldn't let me drive her everywhere, as I do. So, you know, next time you're out in the car and the missus tries to give you some guff, don't listen to it. You're better than that. We're good drivers because we've got good music on our side to get us where we need to go. And now here's some more good music from the new creation.
To revolution and counting.
Where do we go from here?
The church is dead, but my words are life.
Cambodia, Vietnam, Middle East, Congo, Suez.
Total pollution.
Abundant life.
Help me!
It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment.
And all hell break loose.
So advanced we need only push a button.
He that believeth on me shall never perish.
These are troubled times.
And endless strikes, unrest, fever.
And peace and joy.
The church died of unbelief.
An overdose of traditionalism.
Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever.
Does it really matter how we live?
Keep my commandments.
Help.
He helped the hopeless and the helpless.
What's a few more bombings?
Who really cares?
The truth shall set you free.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Come to the dance, kids, after benediction. Come to the man's kids and have some cold aid.
Life is an endless craving for sensual satisfaction.
Might is right.
I come to give you peace.
The Russians are coming. The Chinese are coming.
Push a button at the end.
Repent or perish.
The church died of infantile paralysis after just one century.
A communications breakdown.
A lonely rendezvous with death.
An ecological disaster.
Cancer of the left lung. You can see it quite distinctly now.
There is no help beyond myself.
The church does not inspire or does not alarm.
He performed miracles.
1 minute to revolution and shout.
Help.
Philosophy is good, it quiets the mind.
Like a festering sore.
Is the power cut off? 50 seconds.
Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall come with
justice fire.
Caught cold and died.
I am the light of the world.
With science, I can do anything.
Through Christ, all things are possible.
Do not adjust your set.
40 seconds.
Methodist, Baptist, Roman Catholic, Episcopal, Anglican, Pentecostal, United, Lutheran, Presbyterian, High Church, Low Church, Middle of the Road Church, Methodist, Baptist, Roman Catholic.
Every man is an honor unto himself.
Christ is the head of the church.
30 seconds.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
The opiate of the people.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Just a fortuitous confluence of atoms. Just a one-cell spontaneous boom. A sudden eruption from no life at all. Order from chaos. Boom, boom.
Oh, God, please help me.
In the beginning, God.
20 seconds. 19, 18.
This is the end of the world.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
Philanthropist, dentist, tool machinist, cook, comedian, politician, astronaut, artist, blues guitarist, teacher, lawyer, tram conductor.
Brown and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight.
15 seconds.
Go and sin no more.
To be or not to be? Is that the question?
This will be quite painful.
My friend, you must not drug or drink, lie or cheat, wear long hair, be unemployed, think, breathe, sleep, drug,
I'm
drink.
Not an animal. I'm a human being with a soul.
Science on the dotted line. Survival of the fittest. 10 seconds.
Oh, God, help me, please. I can't escape my cocoon.
Because I live, you shall live also. This world is not my home. I'm a merely passing through. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do?
Where were you the night of?
Time of reckoning.
A one-way ticket to...
7 seconds.
Heaven or hell.
Help me now, before it's too late.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Six.
Help me.
A small step for man, a great step for
all. And greater things than I do shall ye do.
5 seconds.
Help!
See you again. Next week, same time. And remember, folks...
The way to God.
4 seconds.
Help!
Jesus Christ is still the hope of the world. Of the world. Of the world.
Three.
Of the world. Of the world.
Please help me.
Of the world. 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 Of the world.
ringing loud through the nation. We are the new creation. We want a revolution like they had in the Word of God.
We're tired of empty living. We want to live with God. We're tired of talking religion. We want to talk with God. No more dead church meetings. Traditional powerless preaching. But an all-out revolution led by the Spirit of God.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Once again, it's time for the Kitty Corner, that section of Topperville that's reserved only for the children.
Like me.
Mom and Dad, please leave the room. It's the Kitty Corner.
Special public service announcement.
And then Cassie was like, OMG, can you believe it?
You've got mail.
LOL, I love how we text message each other.
You were like my best online friend ever. Wait, what was your name again?
Oh, never mind. I'm just a kid like you who likes to text, fax, and chat online. But what about we meet face to face soon, like at the local mall?
Cool.
Okay, so let's meet at the Sunglass Hut tomorrow at 3.
I know what you look like.
Oh, you'll know.
You'll know when the chloroform rag goes over your mouth that I'm not who I say I am.
I'm a 45-year-old man who lives at home with his mother and works part-time at a pet store. I have a long criminal rap sheet for pedophilia, but nobody can touch me because we're just chatting online for now.
McRuff, the rough dog here. Roar, Redophiles and Ready Riddlers rocking Roar Rids. Ractus Ron Ryan Rafety, but reading Ron Ryan Redophiles, Roar Ray Ray would be rated. Riff Righteous Ryrants.
You've got mail.
What's that? Looks like another victim.
Whoa, a dog paw just punched through my computer screen. And somehow it's holding a gun.
Rock, row.
Please don't shoot me. I promise I can change.
Restaurants, Roar, McGruff, Jr. Rest in peace. Red Riddance, to Rad Rubbish. McGruff.
Who plays the hits? We do! At Boston Free Radio. Let's head out on the road together. Here we go. Well, just tooting them down. Just gonna go to the Somerville Hospital, see what we see. See, that guy is driving like a madman, not me. I drive reasonably. At 5 to 10 miles above the speed limit. So we're tooting along here at Topper's. Listening to some good music. You heard Gary Wilson with his You Keep On Looking. And before that, we heard the brand new hit from The New Creation with their Countdown to Revolution. We're just, going down the street. Looks like there's more Starbucks every day. I thought that chain was supposed to be losing money. Well, they keep making more of them. I guess before that, we heard a public service announcement from McRuff the Rough Dog. He's not McGruff the Crime Dog, who's better known and better liked. We know that McRuff the Rough Dog hates crime too, but his motives are slightly more inscrutable. Nevertheless, we play his public service announcements because he does good work. I'm just gonna drop off an orange at the hospital. Make sure the wife doesn't feel sickly or woozy. God knows she does complain. And it's nice right now. I'm just driving at my speed, doing things the way I like to do things. And not getting hung up on any ninnies telling you what to do. Because when you listen to Toppers, you're listening to my world and my way thing that I want things. And no one's going to tell me what to do or say or what speed to drive my automobile at. That's part of the American way. And you know what? Let's hear some more tunes as we tootle on down the road to Hitsville.
Can't dig what you're doing. Consequences are
Toppers.
Toppers!
Almost there. About two blocks to go. I'm gonna be to the hospital. Then I can just get back to the studio and continue the program the way it's supposed to go. Safe and sound. Oh no. There's a police car following me. I guess I better pull over. It seems to be that that's what he wants me to do. Okay. What is it, buddy? Oh wow. I can see in my rear view that it's not a human being. It's a dog in a trench coat getting out of the car. Now he's sidling up to my vehicle. Yes, officer, can I help you?
Rations and registration, please.
Do you mean my license and registration, then?
Yes.
Okay, let me just hold on. Here you go.
Nelson Rivers! Rank Road. Rolled out of re-racking a record.
He took my license. He's scrutinizing it. Which is funny because I'm not sure that he can actually read. I think this is McRuff the Rough Dog. This is kind of cool. I got pulled over by a public crusader. Okay, he's coming back. Well, I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know if I was speeding.
Ruru-ro, you are rowing. Rifty drive in a runny drive. Let's run this little fish rig.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Runny drive and a runny drive. Little fish rig.
Okay, what is this card says? Go directly to jail with McRuff. Oh no, he got me. What's the charge?
Driving like a rad ran.
There he goes, Danny Mose. That daredevil Hellcat. That Parsons aristocrat. One of the elite that drives a fine car. When he's with his cronies, some of them are phonies. And they've all been refreshed at a bar. The cars all pull over and let him take over. Cause he's hell on wheels. When he takes off, he's not playing golf. It's rubber, not blubber, he feels. He takes off with a screech, and I'm one to preach, cause he keeps the cops table in fair. If it wasn't for him, life would be grim. Cause they'd have nobody to snare. He keeps them in beans. For without other means, well, they're just lucky to have him around. He's all that I say. And there'll come a day, they'll erect a memorial to him in this town. Yeah, they'll erect a memorial to him in this town. There he goes, Danny Mose, that daredevil hellcat.
Toppers.
Jeden Tag schwärm ich für eine andere, fast jeden Tag hab ich ein Rendezvous. Seh ich mal wieder eine liebe Freundin, geh ungeniert ich auf sie zu. Guten Tag, gnädige Frau, wie geht es Ihnen? Guten Tag, gnädige Frau, Sie sind heute so nervös. Sie sind zerstreut, ich seh's an ihren Mienen, bin ich dran schuld, sind sie mir etwa böse, jeden Tag, gnädige Frau, das schwör ich ihnen, jeden Tag, jede Nacht, hab ich an sie gedacht. Wenn Sie's nicht glauben, tut es mir furchtbar leid.
Guten Tag, gnädige Frau, es hat mich sehr gefreut.
This is such BS. I can't believe that driving like a madman is actually a real crime in Massachusetts. I mean, it's a privilege to be arrested by McRuff the Rough Dog, but I can't believe it. What am I supposed to tell my wife? She's just gonna laugh. She's gonna agree with them. And how's she supposed to get through the day without an orange? They work those nurses hard there. She needs fruit. Got pre-onset diabetes. There's nothing funny about that. And how am I supposed to finish Toppers behind bars? I hope they make my trial speedy. Did you hear that? I've tried before. Trying to tell them who I am. Doesn't get you anywhere in this prison industrial complex. Where dogs in trench coats pull people over. For mysterious reasons. That's enough of that. I know what to do. It's time I got my act together, did some internet research. I'm gonna have to represent myself in court. And I think I know just how to do it. You ready, Toppers listeners? I think we can do this one together.
It's research. Online. We're on the internet to do some research about the case that we are fighting in federal court. Now we just have to concentrate as we surf and surf the web to learn. Research. LexisNexis. Bloomberg Terminal. Pencil and Pad. Who am I kidding? I'm just going to wind up looking at pornography. I'm lonely in here. Sorry, Toppers listeners. I know we've never gone here before. But who am I kidding? That's what the internet's really for. At least we can do this together. So let's look up something really spicy. Brassieres. Ladies in brassieres. Ugh, that lady took off her brassiere. That's disgusting. I just want to see ladies in brassieres. Oh, it seems like I have some sort of internet text message from Sexy Tatiana 9000. I see. Well, hello, Sexy Tatiana. I'm a dangerous criminal in jail hosting a radio show. What are you wearing? Oh, she's... That's not what... Ugh. You know, it's the darndest thing about this Tatiana. She says she's wearing a... Razier.
T-P-E-R-S.
You're listening to Top Earth. Incarcerated Top Earth. Yes, buxom ladies in brassieres. I'm sorry we had to go here together, Top Earth listeners, but it's been a long time in jail. Nearly 10 minutes. And men have certain urges. Urges to drive fast on roads, and also urges to look at scantily clad women. Yes. Bosoms. Looks like I got another message from that Tatiana. Hello, she says. Roe, Rice, Rue, Re-Rue. Say, I think your R key's locked down there, Tatiana. Do you like to wear a bra? She says, I like to rake it off. You like to take... I don't want you to take off your clothes, Tatiana. No, thank you. That's disgusting. I just want you to keep them on. She says, Rhyme, only 13. She says she's only 13. Oh, that's gross. You're a weird child, Tatiana. Please do not message me. No, thank you. She says, Rhyme, raving around. Sorry, Tatiana. I'm just not into that. Please leave me alone. You're creeping me out here. Just want to look at buxom ladies with their buxom brassieres. Don't want to get involved with any weirdos. I really should be doing internet research. My court date's coming up any second now. They're going to take me in there and throw the book at me. What am I going to do? I wish I'd focused and done some research online instead of this darn pornography.
You've got mail.
Oh, really? Oh no, it's McGruff the Rough Dog! He's reached through the computer screen! I managed to disarm him, but he nearly blew my head off. That McGruff is dangerous. Not only did he ruin my computer screen, he nearly killed me. He's a loose cannon.
My friend and be so with you.
Toppers.
Order in the court. Orders in the court. You girl stand accused of driving like a madman.
Driving like a madman?
This is one of the most grave offenses in our great commonwealth. Hmm. I see that you have entered a not guilty plea.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Somehow, I sincerely doubt that you will win. The crime of which you are accused, sir, is one of the most heinous and disgusting. You disgust me. I have no sympathy for people like you. People who drive like madmen.
Driving like
people
a madman.
Who are not literally insane and may not actually be driving any faster than the speed limit. Yet somehow, their recklessness and their craziness is just crazy. And their problems, and they're gonna hurt someone someday.
Not making any
That's right, sir, you. You're gonna hurt someone someday.
Mm-mm.
And I blame you for everything bad in this society.
That's not fair.
I'll hear your case, Mr. Gill. But be aware of one thing. Mm-hmm. Should you be found guilty, I will throw the book at you.
Oh my God.
You're going away for a long time.
That's not
and
fair.
And we may even have to bring back capital punishment to deal with a crazy driver such as you.
This isn't fair.
You scum.
Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bessame, 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 hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bésame, 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 mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bésame, 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 mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Issued by snakes.
You may sit down, please. Where are the defendant?
Yes, Your Honor. My name is Gill. No last name. I'm pleased to be here in the court. I understand the seriousness of the charges against me. But let me tell you something that I learned from doing internet research. Before, I was so rudely interrupted by a dog paw smashing through my computer and trying to shoot me, which ruined my chances of defending myself. I would refer the court back to the case of Bruchaber versus Pacific Union, the 1910 case, in which driving like a man possessed was decided.
Driving like a man?
That's right. This is an older issue than you may think. You see, our constitutional republic was founded on great, great principles of male chauvinism, Your Honor. For many years, our country did not even allow women to vote, let alone drive automobiles. And now that they can, they don't always want to, and someone has to do it for them. And, indeed, I would maintain that when they surrender the right to drive, when they voluntarily decide of their own accord to not operate that motor vehicle, they waive all rights of recklessness and stupidity and craziness. So you say I'm driving like a madman. You say I've lost control. But I think it's you that's lost control. I think it's vigilantes like McGruff the Rough Dog that have lost control. Because deep inside, you know that you like to drive recklessly too. It's part of who we are as a nation. It's where we come from, and I think it's where we're going. Because who else is going to get us there? So when you judge me, look into the eyes of a man fully aware of what exactly what he's doing and where he comes from. A proud American and not a traitor. Thank you. That's all I have to say. Toppers.
The room will now listen to my testimony. Thank you, Your Honor, for inviting me here. I will grant to rectify or interest egregious offender. You see, our variety is a variety of rules, a variety of laws. When Rum Repo rests with Rat Variety, we're resting with McGruff the Rough Dog. Didn't you run around when I ran? Does anybody underrun when I ran?
Thanks, that will be all, Mr. McGruff, thanks.
But I brought Renished.
Yeah, I think you've said enough. Order in the court. I hereby find the defendant, Gil, not guilty. For it's true that some people must drive crazy in order to get people to work. Thank you. I knew that people really believed in me after all. I knew that what I was doing was right and the way to be. I tried to show people in my special radio show, Toppers, all about right and wrong.
Right and wrong?
And tradition in the face of changing values and the importance of getting things done, just like Larry the Cable Guy says. But I see my friend McGruff over there looks kind of sad. And I bear him no ill will. Put her there, buddy. You can be on my new movie of Bow Wow POW. You can be a great Wolf McDaniel someday. I know you can do it. And together, we can get over our differences. It looks like the criminal justice system really does work, everybody. It's a wonderful country. God bless America.
Some problem with the working at the weekend hand.
Thanks everyone for listening to Topper. Stay tuned next for Democracy Now!
Monday nights for looking, Tuesday nights cooking, Wednesday night you're gonna see what you get, on Thursday night you've got to dare, I ask, 'cause on Friday night